Hello, is this TK? Hello? Hi, this is Wazoo Cougs here, who has his son. I'm responsible to watch the son today. We're going to put the pacifier in him here, to hopefully he'll be quiet. So how are you doing today? Are you there? Good. Okay, we're going to discuss several things today on the Glory Days season 2011 season preview. First up, we can discuss the ACC-SEC conference showdown. We have several matchups this year. I'm noticing my schedule, the Wake Forest Demon Deacon schedule. We open up next week with Ole Miss, and this week we have the big matchup with the Kentucky Wildcats versus your Kentucky Wildcats versus Maryland. How do you think this game's going to go down? Okay. And now I'm looking at Boston College's schedule here. They have Mississippi State next week. And I think Mississippi State, they're not rated very well, not respected. They're picked to finish like 11th out of the 12 team SEC, but can the Bulldogs pull off an upset? Yeah, and I kind of agree with you on that statement. I think Boston College is the team to pick for the ACC. They're a pretty good team. I played them last year. They were top notch and ready to go. We also have this week the Duke Blue Devils versus the South Carolina Gamecocks in a rematch of the Orange Bowl from last season, and how do you think that one's going to go down? That's my feeling. I think if we were to make any Heisman predictions out of anyone in this league, I think Lattimore would be the safe pick out of anyone. Yeah, I think in real life he's outstanding. He's leading the real Gamecocks to an outstanding year. So I have no doubt that he won't be able to assist the new user in leading that team to success. Now, okay, do you have any surprise picks for this year? Who will be a surprise team out of the SEC? No, surprise teams. Who will improve from last year's? From last year, who will be surprise? Okay. And they lost several close games against user opponents. I mean, the computer ran roughshod over them, but, I mean, several user games were very close. And, I mean, in the game... And then my pick for the ACC surprise team, it could be Virginia. I don't know too much about this new user, but... they're picked last, and I don't necessarily think they'll finish last. They only won one conference game, and they're picked to finish last in their division. Duke and Virginia are picked to finish fifth and sixth in the division. Shockingly, Wake Forest, the my team, is not picked to finish. I think they're picked to finish fifth in the conference. And the conference is very, our division is very loaded with Boston College, Maryland, and NC State in the whole mix. So it's a death. You don't think they're? Yeah, I agree with that statement as well. Watching NC State today, they were very impressive dismantling Georgia Tech. If they could have stopped a couple big option plays or quarterback keepers with the Georgia Tech quarterback, they would have just shut them out. Now, who do you think are the possible players of the year candidates for SEC, other than Mr. Lattimore, who is the outstanding? Will Mr. Cobb be up? You think Mr. Cobb will be? So we could see Wildcat out of Mr. Cobb. We could see Wildcat out of Mr. Cobb, huh?
Oh, yeah. He, I think he had a quarterback rating of 20 last year. We used Wildcat as a quarterback formation. Threw it out of the Wildcat on the goal line a couple times last year, and a lot of teams would find a safety button with a tight end line. Wide open a few times.
Now I'm looking at the all-SEC first-team roster. We have Mr. Lattimore is picked to be the first team, along with a receiver from Mississippi State, but not too many players. Not too many Kentucky players, not too many... Oh, did I see one? Oh, I can't remember the first name. How do you pronounce this linebacker's name? Trevathan? Is that the stud linebacker for you, Trevathan? You, the right outside linebacker. Oh, how do we pronounce your linebacker? Is it Trevathan? Your right outside linebacker from Kentucky. Okay, yeah, he's picked. And he is picked first team. All SEC. And then I'm looking at the rest of the team. He's in the second team for the SEC. No, we got several on the offensive side. It's filled with a lot of Alabama and Florida players for And then Kentucky has several players. South Carolina, and looks like the second team secondary is filled with South Carolina and Kentucky players. Mr. Burden from Kentucky, Chris, I think it's CC Whitlock, the other cornerback from South Carolina. He's predicted to be a big contributor for the South Carolina Gamecocks. In the ACC, we have on the first team Mr. Renfrey. Sean Renfrey is picked first team quarterback. He might be, if Duke is to succeed and play for the conference championship, he'll have to contribute. He's only a junior, so he'll be back possibly next year. And then Duke is loaded with running back and wide receiver. They have everyone filled on the roster. Tight end, now he's from Florida State. And then on the defensive side of the ball, looks like NC State has some pretty good defensive players, along with Boston College, with the middle linebacker. Yes, the cancer survivor. Yes. Yeah. Surprise. Yes, he is one of the best. And second team, we have more NC State players. NC State seems to be, if NC State, it's The divisions are not I wouldn't say not evenly divided, with the NC State and Boston College being 1-2, and they could easily, if they were just one team was removed or traded to the other division, I think that would probably be the best conference championship game. That's just my take on it, but well, they'll settle it. They'll settle on the field. Yeah, yes, and they'll determine it there. Now, yeah, he's a pretty good. Yeah, he's a pretty good defensive player, along with Kenny Okoro. He's the top defensive back. He'll be leading the Demon Deacons defense. I expect big things out of him. He made several big interceptions last year for me. Dropped several interceptions too, but he made some big plays. Quarterbacks, we're not sure what's going to happen. I'm leaning towards the sophomore Cross to lead the team, but I still haven't yet had time to practice with the boys and figure out who will lead. Yes, it's never bad. They're all basically, the way I look at it, they're all very equal. Statuas, he's the one that rated the best, but after two games with him last year, he and I were not clicking. Yes. What else did I say? Do we have any other big predictions or anything for this year? Okay. And I was thinking about another idea that we could use. And I think with T-Law providing us conference players to watch for, I think, and I've kind of looked at other dynasties, is that they have, like, we could vote on, like, league players of the year or coaches of the year. And that might be something we can discuss further on as the season progresses. Because I think, because one of my problems, I pay attention to my players and I pay attention to maybe the opponents, but this will kind of focus us on other individual players and build another way to increase content into our dynasty and include more league participation. Yeah. Okay. So everyone got that. If you want to lead the charge on players of the year, candidates, coaches of the year, contact the commish and near the end, and we'll do a poll, and we can just submit secret balloting. You shouldn't vote for your own player. We can nominate players, and this is just ideas I have. I think that's it for now. Okay, I'll talk to you later, and maybe next time. Yeah, maybe next time we'll bring on another coach to discuss their team. Until then, I'll talk to you later. Bye.